Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon, Renu.
So, David, I'm talking with David Stein, who is working as a consultant for Levenir. He came 3 or 4 years ago.
No, I came in 2010, first time.
That's 6 years ago now. We must be having fun. Time is flying.
Yes.
And I remember at the time you were working on a Greenbelt Master Plan, which basically was surrounded by the common sense principle of protecting the water bodies for the good of all and sundry around us, Oroville and those around us.
Correct.
So what has happened? What has anything moved forward with that? Please tell us.
Well,
and go into more detail if I've left anything out.
No. Well, the detail just sort of flows, but my wife, Ahva, who is a landscape architect, and I'm a city planner by training, were asked to help with a Greenbelt plan back in 2010. And after a year of negotiations, we came out here and started work very much on a brief basis, one or two visits a year, trying to understand what needed to be done. At the time, there was a great deal of concern over encroachment within the Greenbelt. And there was also a desire to do some sort of a landscape-based plan. Not much understood about what that meant, but the feeling was that a landscape architect would help. And as we looked at it, we became convinced quite quickly that the real issues were planning issues of managing the land, protecting the land from it, not only from encroachment, but more importantly, as Renu has mentioned, protecting the water supply that the land is here to retain and recharge. And as we looked into the question of water supply, it became quite clear that Oroville only has responsibility for about 20 square kilometers out of the more than 700 square kilometers within the within the bioregion, and the bioregion is the source of water, not Oroville.
So when you're talking about this larger area, what are you encompassing that makes it a region? Is this the watershed of Oroville?
This is the area which generates the water that lies under the city of Oroville. It all lies within a single aquifer basin. And so all the water that falls within this basin goes into the drinking water that comes out ultimately in Oroville, as well as in all the villages surrounding.
So do we have an idea of how many villages are involved in this watershed?
Well, there are well over 300 villages involved in it with a population. If you look, there are actually two watersheds. There's the Kaluveli watershed, which is the major watershed, but there's also the Ustri watershed. And between the two of them, there's a population of over 700,000 people who share the same drinking water. Unfortunately, the water is being overpumped, and given the nature of the geology of the area, this means that if the overpumping continues, water from the Bay of Bengal will rush in to fill the vacuum created by overpumping the fresh water out. And if that were to happen, no one would have drinking water, no one would have farming water.
We would have saltwater intrusion and all our...
Saltwater intrusion, and the area would become unlivable. There is no other source of water here. There are no rivers. There are no glaciers to melt and provide you with fresh water. You have to rely on the aquifer. There's plenty of water from the rain if the aquifer is allowed to recharge properly. But it has to be managed well. And right now it's being overpumped primarily because people don't understand how to conserve water. And the electricity is free for farmers, so there's no incentive for them to turn off their switches and the switches on their pumps. So we're trying to create an awareness of the importance of conserving the water, not only by just saying it's important to conserve the water, but teach them how to grow other crops that are not so thirsty. Rice and sugarcane in particular are very thirsty crops. And show them that they can, in fact, make more money by growing organic food in a sustainable manner than they could by traditional cropping techniques. And we believe that if enough farmers take this up, that, in fact, we will be able to provide water for everybody.
So this also involves, obviously, land use planning. Correct. What is the likelihood of, I mean, India has wonderful laws. It has laws for everything. It has laws for waste management, etc. What sometimes lacks is the enforcement of the laws, and how do you think, will it have to come to an urgent point of crisis before something actually happens?
Well, or some of this is already in the works. One of the things that we did in examining how to protect the Greenbelt was to look at planning law in India. And in the process, we became convinced, as did many others, that forming a new town development authority gave Auroville the legal right to control the use of land within the planning area. And that would be the only way that you could get some measure of control over this. Obviously, not everything works perfectly. People take advantage of the laws. They find loopholes. They play fast and dirty at times. That's not unique to India. But if you have the legal tools and you have the information, then hopefully you can restrain the worst violations and can correct many of them. So we believe quite strongly that it is important to have this new town development authority, which is now currently working its way through the government in Chennai, and that it will give Auroville legal authority to challenge people who are trying to encroach on the land or turn parts of the green belt into housing developments, which right now does not exist. That authority does not exist. The district collector could theoretically challenge someone trying to convert farmland into housing, but that generally doesn't happen. Auroville will have the legal right to make that challenge, and then the collector will have to act.
Okay. So
it's,
that's the hope.
It's protection. It's not perfect.
Would there be a charter to go with it so that it doesn't just sound like it's Auroville trying to save Auroville? It's Auroville trying to save the water for a very specific region, which is why this plan is being proposed? Or, I mean, what is it? How is it being presented?
We realized very early that in terms of protecting the water, that it was extremely important to take a serious look at the relationships between Auroville and the rest of the residents of the bioregion. Start with the villages within the Auroville immediate area, but reaching all the way out to the outer limits of the biosphere, so that everybody understood that we were in this together, that we were partners in this game, and not some foreign imposition coming in from the outside, which unfortunately is often the way Auroville had been viewed before. We have started developing these partnerships, working first with the panchayats in Bomar Paliam and secondly with Irumbai. We have agreements with them to do planning. They have not gone very far, but the general agreement is there. It is time to start working on these. We want to start doing plans. We're looking, by the way, for a planner who can help work this, a Tamil-speaking planner who will live and work in the area. We need somebody who can sit with the villagers and help them understand what it is to plan. At this point, they don't really have the tools to explain clearly what it is that they need and want. And so part of the job of the planner is to help them understand how development takes place and then how they can ask the kinds of questions they need to ask and get the answers they need so that they too can grow and prosper as part of this partnership.
So I assume you say that Lavanera is hunting for such a person.
That is correct.
And now Lavanera has been quite reduced, I think I saw in the news and notes. So who all are you working with? And have you... Go ahead.
Well, Lavanera at this point is quite reduced. There is an unfortunate situation where very few people seem to be willing to step up to undertake the difficult business of managing a community. It takes a lot of hard work, and some of that work is fairly unpleasant because people get upset when they think that something is happening that they don't care for. But to run a community and to make it successful and survive well, you have to do things sometimes that are for the benefit of the community and not necessarily in the interest of any given individual.
Yeah, I think that's the distinction that sometimes is not very clear, because sometimes
yes.
The imposition seems to be more on a person's whim or fancy or aesthetic regard. And so there's been a lack of respect from the community, perhaps, for Lavanera on that level.
Yeah, well, I can't speak to that directly, mm-hmm. but what I do see is the fact that L'Avenir has had a very difficult time recruiting members. Also, that the relationships that I see between the various organs of Oroville are less than fully open, and they need to be much improved. I think that this is perhaps the greatest weakness I see right now is the lack of communication between the various organs.
Or pulling in the same direction, at least.
Yes. Well, they need to be pulling in the same direction. They need to be communicating this, and they need to understand what each is up to and why. Everything from keeping track of the land that is owned, the land that is being managed, the work that is being done on various pieces of land, to focusing on what the future needs to be. This is not just day-to-day living, and one has to build for the future as well as live day-to-day. And there seems to be, at this point, an inadequate amount of thought being put into what that future is.
I agree, and I think it's an ideological problem that needs to be sorted out first, so that because that sort of remains as a kind of a hurdle.
It's a very human problem.
Okay.
Our genetics were built around the idea of fight or flight. We're very short-term. Planning is not part of our genes. We need to overcome that. We cannot live if we don't, particularly not in the kinds of densities that we're talking about living in India. Have to have plans. And so we have to train ourselves to think beyond our basic genetic makeup.
Tell me, I remember some time back we were also working with Probir, Pondi Can, and those environmental groups in Pondi are also looking at this larger...
Correct.
So is that still happening, and what is happening?
It is not just still happening, it is a wonderful thing to watch. About a year ago, there was a small meeting in the L'Avenir offices, and Probir from Pondi Can came, Jürgen from Palmyra came, couple of other people were there, and Tom from used to be with Water Harvest, and we started talking about the need to reach out into the bioregion and build up an understanding of what the water situation was and how it could be managed better. And in the last year, they have organized, they have gone out, they have started meeting with people, and right now there is a water festival going on in the bioregion. Schools are being selected throughout the bioregion, and festival activities are taking place. Children are writing puppet plays and doing wonderful things to try to raise awareness of water. And this is really a wonderful thing. I'm very, very proud that this is happening, that it was something that I was able to help start.
So this is the educational aspect. What is happening on the political aspect? Have, people in the Tamil Nadu planning board been...
Well, two things have happened. At the local level, as I mentioned, we have memoranda of understanding with two of the local panchayats, Bomapalayam and Irumbai, which say we will work together on planning. There are two more memoranda under preparation, which should be, in fact, approved within the next couple of 3 weeks, one with Matur and one with Alankupam, which means that the villages around here are sharing information and have agreed to try to learn how to work together. And there will be exchanges. People from those villages will come here and talk with Oroville. Orovillians will go there and work with them. Something that has never happened before.
It's a very big step forward. I know that Christo was very involved in that, and his health is not doing so well. Is he still engaged in this?
He's still engaged as much as he can be. Unfortunately, his health is not well. But we are also looking for people who will be able to follow on, and someone younger who has energy and interest and willingness to take on what is obviously a very challenging task, but I think a tremendously rewarding one if it's done right. And I'd love to see this interview lead to somebody volunteering to take on this role and help Christo and eventually take over from him. He's an older man, and he knows that there are limitations, and it is time for someone younger to pick up and move along.
So we're really going to hope that somebody comes forward, the right person comes forward, that understands the urgency of the hour, and
Yes.
Steps up to the post.
I have been hearing good things about the youth of Oroville, and I'm hoping wonderful things will happen, and by the time I come back next year, someone will have actually done this.
We talked about our weaknesses was the lack of communication between the groups. What are our strengths?
Strengths are a desire to do something more constructive in a situation. And it's one of the few communities that, for all of its weaknesses, also has focused on the idea of trying to figure out what does it mean when you say a sustainable community. It's imperfect today. It'll probably always be imperfect. But the motivation is there to try, and that's very important. And the more that people come together to build on that motivation, the better it will be for all.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome, Rainy.